Welcome to the January 28th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published, and right now, that is the second and fourth Friday of every month during the session. Make sure you check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate in order to access information only available through the links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Great. Thank you, Leslie. So the state legislature, your General Assembly, really starts cranking things up as they are a couple weeks into the session now, and most of the preliminary work is done. So a few things to bring up to you. The Interim Committee on School Finance, they wrapped up their work this week, and they are going to propose three bills that will be drafted and sent forward from the committee. The first bill would make some significant changes to the at-risk funding for students who are fall into that category. So as you may remember, the Urban Institute was hired by the committee to create a study to talk about how Colorado funds at-risk students compared to other states and what some options might be. That report has been accepted by the committee, and they have drafted a bill that would increase some funding for the at-risk students. As Leslie said, I would encourage you to make sure you look at the School Board Advocate either in your mailbox or on the CASB website, because there's some links to the study along with the fiscal note and the bill draft, but that's a big one. The second thing that they have decided to do is draft a bill around special education services. They will be adding additional money for both the Tier A and Tier B students who require SPED services. And that's good news, obviously, because as many of our CASB school board members know, they have to backfill special education needs students from general funds because they don't receive enough from the federal and the state to fully cover the needs. And of course, it's something they willingly do because those students are oftentimes our most vulnerable students, and we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to reach their full academic success. But again, point you back to the CASB website and the January 28th version of the School Board Advocate for all of those links. The last thing they would do is a bill drafted that would change how the public school permanent fund, how some of the money that goes into that is invested, and how interest made on those investments is allocated. So this is a really complex topic, much more in depth than we could do in this little bit. However, we do link to the treasurer's website where there's great information around the state lands, how the state public school permanent fund works, and how the investment council who oversees that fund. So that bill will be interesting. Those three bills will be drafted, as I said, from committee bills. We should see them drop anytime in the next week or so, maybe just a hair longer, as I know drafters are working hard to get all the bills out. And once we do, you will find those details on the CASB bill tracker or the interactive bill graphic on the CASB website under the Advocacy tab. Now that the interim committee is wrapped up, the House Education and Senate committees, along with the JBC, will get to work. And of course, as many of you know, the Joint Budget Committee, they work year-round, and so they really haven't ever stopped. They made decisions this week in regard to supplemental budget allocations, and the good news here again is that there is some additional money for K-12. I guess it's pre-K-12 now. I still got to get used to saying that. Details over there, they accepted the recommendation of JBC staff budget analyst Craig Harper. Craig Harper, as we have said previously, is one of the top minds in school finance in Colorado. He really understands it. So there would be additional money to buy down the BS factor, some additional money in per pupil allocation, and then also some money to help offset what we think is a potential undercounting of at-risk students. And so we'll see how all of that shakes out. So encourage you to do that. CASB members were active this week in Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill, at least virtually. We met with our members of the Colorado congressional delegation, their staff members, as well as some of the actual congressional members, had a really good conversation with all those folks. It's kind of a long day, as you can imagine. There's seven members in the Colorado delegation and then two senators. And so we had good conversations with those folks. A couple of things to take away for boards on the federal side. We don't always talk about the federal implications of education. One is there's a bill It's House Resolution 5894 and Senate Bill 3213 that would fully fund IDEA. So if you know anything about IDEA, you know that ever since its inception, all the way back in 1975, Congress has never fully funded IDEA. So this is a bill that would ask them to finally do that. So we encourage you to contact your legislators, ask them to join that bill. Currently, Representative Jason Crow, Representative Diana DeGette, and Representative Joe Neguse are co-sponsors of that bill. And we absolutely and positively thank them for their co-sponsorship, but we would love to see the rest of the Colorado delegation join. Also, we talked about the ongoing issues related to rural broadband connectivity and why that's important to help bridge the homework gap and get students accelerated in the learning that they have lost due to COVID. We talked about, as we always do, the new school nutrition programs and how we can remove red tape and barriers to make sure that all Colorado students who have need have access to nutritious meals at school. Finally, Leslie, I would be remiss if I didn't encourage folks to sign up for the CASB Legislative Conference. It's coming up, I can't believe how quickly, February 24th and 25th here in Denver. On the 24th in the evening, we have a educator leaders and legislators reception, and we have already had tremendous RSVP from legislators. So this is a great opportunity for you all to come and meet with your legislators in a casual environment and share your story. So please jump over to the CASB website, sign up, come to Denver, help us tell the story of public education in Colorado. And even though we're at the tail end of January, it is still School Board Recognition Month. And so on behalf of all of the CASB staff, I would encourage folks to go out, look at all the resources available to thank locally elected school boards for all the work they do for their communities and their students. And so, Leslie, that's the School Board Advocate for now.
And Matt, would you share if they want to receive text alerts for any of the bills coming up?
Yes. So if you have the ability or the desire to join us in our advocacy efforts, if you will text the word CASB, those letters, CASB, CASB, to 52886, 52886, you will receive a text message back. If you opt in to receive additional text messages from us, when bills come up of importance, we are able to alert you to say this bill is before the committee, this bill is on the floor of the House or the Senate for a particular vote. We need you to chime in. And those have been tremendously effective. We did a campaign in the last week or so where we welcomed back Colorado state legislators, asked them to help support CASB legislative priorities. And the membership of CASB and our advocates responded in a huge way. The last time I checked, and it's been a minute, we had well over 200 connections just from those. And so those are really valuable.
Thanks, Matt. It's so easy to use. Don't be remiss. Get it done today. Text now. And this wraps up the January 28th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. Look for our next recording around February 12th. Until then, have a great weekend.